guess, what do you remember about that black one that you had last year?
I never thought about that. Just that it changed the, I guess, changed the game for the team, I guess. It helped swing things around and gave us a lead, and that's where we kind of took off in that fourth quarter.
Does it matter that their right tackle's hurt? I mean, it's Penn State. They can just bring guys off the assembly line, right?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean much. Their style of, like, offense, kind of like our style of offense, just put another play in there, and they know what they're doing. They're a smart team, so they'll be fine.
What about going against a running back like Royce Turks? You guys have some history with him, and you guys have kind of kept him down. Can you feel maybe that he might want to, you know, it's Iowa, and might want to have a big game?
I feel like it's a big game, so of course he's going to want a big game, but... I feel like we've been doing this for a while now. It's been 2 years. It's the third year, so it's going to be a challenge, I mean, to get him down. Of course, he's better than he was last year, so it's going to be a tough challenge.
Do you know, like you said, you guys have been facing these same guys now for a couple of years. Do you know any, I mean, like Wisniewski, I don't know if you know, Facebook or anything like that, but do you know them on film? Do you know a lot of the tendencies, and do you expect them to know a lot of what you do?
I haven't picked up on any tendencies, but, I mean, I'm sure they have. But I think when it comes down to game time, tendencies go out the door in this man-on-man, so we'll see.
Who are you across from? From Barham?
I don't know. I know it's 67. I don't know his name.
Yeah. I don't know.
Left tackle, right?
Yeah, I don't know names. I go by numbers.
I know.
Is that the guy that's got
the same way?
Is that the guy that's got your picture on his phone? You know?
I forgot about that. Yeah, I don't think it's him.
I think it is him.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Barham, was he there he wasn't at Chicago, was he?
No, I don't think so.
But he's the guy.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's funny. It's funny during the summer, but, I mean, all that stuff doesn't matter now. It's kinda,
would you do that?
Would I?
Would you have?
No.
No? I'd rather have a woman on there.
Yeah. Probably.
moving on, Jeremiah is, it's kind of his week, you know, because he's from Pennsylvania and he hasn't been around. Can you talk about maybe some memorable moments you've had with him, and because you've played with him now you've known him for 5 years?
I think most of our memories come from practice, just joking around and just, I don't know, just being teammates. He's quiet during the game, but, I mean, he gets his job done and stuff like that. But, yeah, my locker's right next to him, so we share a lot of stories. So, yeah.
Can you share any of them?
No. Can't do that.
No, he's kind of he's one of the team barbers. I know you guys have several.
Yeah.
He's not had any chance to get on you, though, it looks like.
He picks my beard up sometimes.
Really?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Once a year, then you let it go, right?
Yeah.
Did he do it this year?
He haven't done it. It's been a while. It's been probably since the winter.
Seems like people go to him once.
No. I used to go a lot, but now I'm growing my beard out. Just don't need it.
Tyler said he sometimes, you know, he's a real quiet guy, and then sometimes he says, Tyler described it as a, kind of a sugar high, where he's just funny. He just kind of goes off on a roll.
Who, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't really know when he's on a sugar high, but he does get talkative sometimes, but sometimes he just mellow.
Sorry to be that way. Go ahead.
Does it get frustrating when you don't get the stats and, you know, especially nationally, people had such high expectations for you coming into the year?
I would think they still do have high expectations for me, but no, it doesn't mean it. I mean, our defense has been doing pretty good so far, and I mean, that stuff will come. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, and I feel like my play hasn't been going down from last year, so that stuff will come.
How have you been blocked differently this year?
I just think teams do a better job of scheming our defense as a whole, not necessarily just focus on me. They know where to slide and stuff like that, and been more quick games and rollouts, so I don't know.
There was a point last week, you inside, Carl playing outside. What do you think of that?
Oh, just switching stuff up. It was a little change, but, I mean, I'd rather play in just because that's what I'm used to, but, I mean, if I have to move around for the team, I'll do it.
Have they messed around anymore with that?
We haven't did it this week, but we get into conference plays. It's man-on-man play.
So
the way the defense plays, that basically anybody can play anywhere on the line?
I mean, defense is simple enough to do that, but we like to stay on each right or left side.
That's the bigger change, moving side to side than inside to outside?
Yeah.
Do you, man-on-man, you talk about that quite a bit. Is that, do you guys look for possible matchups? Because you guys don't, there's not a lot of flex in what you guys do. Yeah. You guys stay pretty much the same alignment. But you just are expected to beat your guy, the guy across from you?
Yeah, I mean, it's conference play and it's Big Ten. I mean, you're going against that guy the whole game. It's not really much flash or anything unless you go against some of the teams like Michigan, who has a spread, but teams like Penn State, Wisconsin, all those, it's ground, pound the ball, stuff like that. So that's what I mean by that.
They have a true freshman quarterback coming in. What will that be like for him coming to Kinnick? And
well, he went down to Alabama, so
yeah, true.
And, Kinnick's probably like a playground to him. So I don't know. I mean, they trust him. He's a freshman, but they trust him at quarterback, so he's going to be ready. I mean, they're not going to put a quarterback back there at Penn State. They didn't trust him, so
right.
He'll be ready.